Hey, what's up? This is Louis B. This is a quick hit. I mean, I know everyone's already talked about this, but you know, when you listen to my past episodes on the Crack Shot Radio Show, I've seen this article all week. I've seen this report all week. Everyone else has commented on it. I think I should give my 2 cents. I'm talking about the 10-year-old, the 11-year-old boy that's a drag queen taking a picture with a naked man. You know, and I know there's some people on the left, you know, especially people that are supposed LGBTQRSTUV allies that are going to be like, you know, they're probably going to try to do the whole, oh, you're being a snowflake. You know how they try to, like, turn that around, even though they use it wrong. It's, I'm in bed right now. I, you know, this is just me, you know, just giving my commentary here. It just, honestly, like, if you want to be gay, if you want to be a drag queen, fine. I think it's wrong if you allow your child to do it. I don't care how open and honest you are, open or accepting you are, or tolerant or whatever term you want to use. Oh man, I don't know how this is going to sound, but fuck it. This is just me talking shit, but no, man, it's like, stop messing with children. Like, how's about you let kids be kids? Just, hey, just teach them, hey, you don't hate people who are of different things. But the thing is, I mean, I don't know. When it comes to sex or sexuality, I think it's kind of tricky. Because, I mean, I'm not going to, if I have a kid, I'm not going to explain sexual shit at 10 or 11. Like, wait, like, I mean, when they hit puberty, then you give them the talk of the birds and the bees and shit. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, the only thing, I mean, I draw the line at fucking standing fucking either. I mean, this was the same boy that was at a New York City gay bar fucking, you know, dancing suggestively in front of a bunch of men as they threw dollars at him like he was a stripper. Like, I mean, I don't know. That boy's father is probably cucked as fuck. And I didn't mean to rhyme, but, you know. Please excuse the rhyming. But, you know, it's like, how do you, like, justify that being okay for your kid? Like, it's just not right. It's just not right. And then you allow him to take a picture with a naked man? Like, hell no. Hell no. Like, how is that okay? How is that okay? How do you fucking justify that as okay? It's not okay. I don't care, like, look, and this is me being a fucking libertarian, but the thing is, a child can't consent. A child can't consent to that. Like, you're not allowing the kid to fucking develop on his own. I mean, like, like, my parents didn't fucking push no, oh, you better like girls and shit like that. They just knew. They're like, oh, well, you know, he had a crush on his teacher in kindergarten. And I still remember her, Miss Gladys. Actually, she wasn't the kindergarten teacher. She was like the teacher's assistant sort of thing. And that, you know, I don't know. If I ever saw her, I think I would try to bang her. don't know, probably be weird for her because she knew me as a kid, like a baby. But I don't know. I still got a soft spot for her. But, you know, it's not something they, like, they didn't encourage, like, oh, you got to fuck her. Like, at 10 or 11, they were, like, trying to slow me down. They were trying to, like, they try to keep me away from sexual stuff. You know, I was allowed to discover my heterosexuality on my own, naturally, like God intended. And I know some people are going to be like, oh my God, he said God. But stop. Like, honestly, you know, how can I not think that this is an attack on children? How can I not think that this is a conspiracy somehow? Because they're pushing this kid way too hard. Like, who gives a fuck? I mean, couple that with, you know, the fact that birth rates are dropping, that we might not, and honestly, that doesn't really bother me because, hey, I don't got kids, I don't want kids myself because of the shit this society has become, and I don't want to subject any of my progeny to such bullshit because I know how I am. I will flip the fuck out, and people will think I'm weird for flipping the fuck out over shit that's obviously wrong. I'm sorry. I might be religious. I'm not really religious, but you know, I'm leaning towards it. I'm working towards it. I'm taking Bible studies. I mean, I'm not gonna hide that fact. I mean, just because you can do it doesn't mean you should. And honestly, I'm not one of those people that will just, you know, that will like gay bash or call someone a faggot or, you know, I mean, I've had trans people on this show twice, well, three times. You know, I respect their pronouns, but they were grown-ass adults. Like, if you're a grown-ass adult and that's what you want to do, I mean, gross. But, I mean, mazel tov, have fun, live your life. But when you start involving kids and you're taking freaking pictures with them with naked adults, I mean, don't get me wrong, it'd still be wrong if it was naked, other naked kids. I mean, it'd be probably worse. I don't know. I mean, this is pretty fucking horrible. I mean, everyone's seen it. I don't even want to give it, like, tell you where to find it. I just seen this, like, the blurred out sections on Facebook. Everyone's sharing this shit. Like, I don't know. I think, you know, my theory is more his mother trying to push this shit so that way, they're doing it to fucking virtual signal and they don't understand how they're harming their child. Oh, how they're harming their child, Louis B. The kid is not being allowed to develop on his own. It was like, I think this whole thing started off as him testing. I mean, look. I mean, I forgot the guy, but he's on the Blaze, but he made this thing. Like, when I was 10 years old, I thought there was a possibility of me being Batman someday. And I was the same way. I thought there was a possibility of me being able to fly at 10. Does that mean I was allowed to jump off the fucking roof of my house? Nah, my parents would have fucking killed me if I survived. Or they would have cracked my skull open if I even attempted to go up on the roof to jump off to try to, like, initiate my flight capabilities. Just, like, you don't just let kids do whatever the fuck they want. But then again, I mean, who has fucking a set of morality anymore? Like, oh, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in this. I don't need God. We don't need morality. Do what the fuck you want. Yeah, okay. Well, deal with the fucking consequences when your kid is fucking confused and self-harming himself and not knowing what the fuck. I mean, I think the appropriate response is to be outraged over this. Because, I mean, it's like, come on, man. Leave kids alone. That's the one thing. Leave kids alone. That is the major thing. I mean, I kind of think about that line from this movie with Rainn Wilson called Super. It's like, you don't mess with kids. This is the rule that everyone has agreed with since the beginning of time. There is no debate in this matter. There isn't. You don't fuck with kids. This is wrong. And I wrote an article on Medium, like, the LGBTQ, whatever, has taken this shit too far. It's like, okay, fine. If you want to be in a same-sex marriage, whatever, that's between you and God. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I'm not gonna enjoy it. I'm not gonna celebrate it. I'm not gonna be like, yeah, but you know what? Have fun. It's none of my fucking business. But now you're just bringing kids into the mix, and it's like, I have like many spiritual nieces and nephews. I don't want them being targeted. I mean, this is if this ain't grooming, like, I forgot who made that point. Like, someone, like, this is obviously grooming. You are grooming children, and like the Christian evangelicals, they like that the ones that you like to make fun of, the left likes to make fun of, and point as being extremists. I can't help but admit they were right about this. It was a slippery slope. Oh, they are trying to fuck with your kids. You're proving, the LGBTQ community is proving the Christian evangelicals correct. Like, look, if anybody is gay or trans or whatever and they listen to this show, like, honestly, either comment on below, however you're listening to this, or send me an email, crotchshotradio@yahoo.com. Text me 347-927-6824. That's 347-927-6824. Let me know how you feel about this, and next week when I do my show, I will discuss this. But it's just, I just can't. I just can't. I'm not going to be okay with this. I'm not going to tolerate this. I'm not going to be like, well, okay, well, this is... No. The line has to be drawn, and it's drawn at children. That's it. No. Like, if being gay is natural, let them develop on their own. Why are you trying to force it? Like, why are they trying to force it? It just makes the case that, hey, maybe it's not. Maybe being gay is not natural. Maybe being trans is not natural. Because you wouldn't be trying to force it. Like, one time I asked, like I just asked on Facebook, what if being gay, being trans, being a cross-dresser really is. Just follow me with this. What if it really is a mental illness and we're just not treating it? That we are just be like, oh, fuck it, just accept it. Because it's easier. Like, are we not doing a disservice to people? I'm not talking about pray the gay away. I'm not talking about shock therapy to cure, like... What if it is something akin to some type of personality disorder? What if we're not helping these people? Because honestly, whenever I observe these people, they don't seem fucking happy. They're not. They wouldn't need to celebrate it so hard. They wouldn't need a fucking parade. That's why there are no straight pride parades, because we don't need it. I just don't need it. I don't need it. That was my sensei. He's like, I don't need it. I don't need this shit. I don't need it. When I was training in martial arts, I don't need it. I don't need this shit. I don't. But it's just really, it's just amazing. It's amazing to me that it's just amazing. Something like Jesse Lee Peterson. Like, the justification that goes into this shit. Just allow it to happen. I mean, it doesn't seem like a very happy lifestyle. It doesn't. It seems like they're constantly needing validation. I don't know. Anyways, that was my quick hit. I will talk to you humans later. Later. See you next week.